Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I am the presiding minister, Reverend Angela Faye McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Coochie, and it is a beautiful 61-degree day in Chicago, and we are just happy and blessed that you have allowed us to come on the air, allow us to come into your consciousness, and be a part of who you are. And so we thank you for all the support. I want to personally thank my board of directors again. Without them, this would not be possible. Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that I was thinking about over this week is, you know, all of this Twitter fraud that we're getting. And I was wondering, if God had your Twitter address, I wonder what he would Twitter you. You let me know, okay? If you want to call in and listen to the show, or you want to call in and have something you have to say to get off your mind, or tell me what you think God would tweet it to you, this call-in number is 347-838-9457. That's 347-838-9457. Now, we're going to get this show started. This gentleman kicked the debut last week in the on the show, and we got him back this week, and it is God's favorite. Now, we are God's favorite creation, and that's one of the things why we should always know that they can take anything from you in the world, but they can't take your spirit. My body may be weak, but my spirit is strong because we are all God's favorite. This is Chill with God's Favorite.
How much would you give me for a dream? See, these are my thoughts and my dreams, my thoughts and my dreams. See, I was always told, no matter what you do, do your best. And see, we're going to get a time when I'm right. See, I feel like I can be the best. But see, if I can't be the best, that did it, that means that you can be the best that ever did. But God, no matter what I do,
God's favorite. That was Chill, Blowing Up God's Favorite, one of the favorite songs, a piece of poetry that I play on the show. And I have a surprise for everyone. I actually have Chill on the line, and we're going to get him on the air right now and talk to him for a little bit. Chill, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm fine today. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good.
That's good. That's good. That God's favorite. That's a hot hit. I like that. I like the beat. That's a good one.
Thank you. Thank you. I wish, you know what, I wish that you can hear the whole album, because my whole album is, you know, it's full of things like that. I'm just praising God, you know, throughout my whole project. Every song I'm glorifying God. Even when the songs I'm talking about, like breast cancer and spouse abuse and AIDS and everything else that's going on, like, you know, in the community. And I'm just giving
right.
God all the glory and everything, you know, that I write. So,
You can't go wrong.
Right, exactly. So
wrong.
I'm glad that you like my work. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So what's the title of your, I know I gave this information out last show, but give the callers the title of your CD that's out and where they can get it.
Okay, the title of my CD is God's Favorite. And also, to purchase my CD, you can log on to my website at www.canilchill.com. And Canil is spelled C-A-N-E-I-L, chill.com. And also my website, you can find my bio, also my email information. I have 3 songs on my website from my CD, and I also have like a live performance on my page as well.
Okay, that's wonderful. So tell me, I'm going to get in a little bit of your business here, but how did you get started with all of this poetry writing and things? What happened? Did you just wake up one day and decided to be a poet or what?
No, well, you know what? Actually, before I started doing spoken word, I was a rap artist, and I rapped for maybe 20 years, and I lost confidence in myself. So around that time, that's when, like, you know, Deaf Poetry was out on HBO. I believe he had a poetry show as well, but I didn't like spoken word at all. So until like 2004, a poet by the name of Momentum, he's from Chicago, he came out to my church. So, you know, he did a live performance, and I was blown away by, you know, by his performance. So ever since, you know, I saw him, I started, like, you know, trying to write and get the hang of it. So I started going out to, you know, different poetry spots, so I can just get an idea of, you know, how the art was, you know, how it was done, and, you know, how I can be a part of it. So everything,
okay.
Like I said, Momentum inspired me. I started going out. I started learning more and more. And now it's like, man, I love spoken word. I mean, it's my everything, you know. So I love it, and I'm having so much fun with it.
Well, that's good. That's good. And that's the main thing, is when God puts a God-given talent in you, that you have that passion that you keep going with it. Yes, absolutely.
Right.
And it's a very inspirational story that you got inspired in church to do something like this. So could you tell us some of the things you like or don't like about the industry?
Well, what I don't like now is, like, you know, us poets, I feel that we are at the bottom. You know, I do shows with like rappers, singers, comedians, motivational speakers, and we get paid, I'm not just going to say me, but, you know, we get paid less than everybody, because spoken word is not yet mainstream, so they feel that they can, you know, give us, you know, a couple of dollars and we'll be okay. But it's a lot of poets that's out here, such as myself, that does, you know, this full time, and you know, I mean, basically, that's it. But the door is opening for us, because it's a lot of poets that you can hear on rap albums, also R&B albums, gospel albums as well. So the door is open for us right now, but we just got to get our foot in the door. And I can say we just got to be more demanding about what we want, and we also got to step our game up far as being creative and, you know, marketing ourselves and, I mean, basically, that's it. So far as what I don't like, you know, like I said earlier, that, you know, we get paid less than everybody else. But most of the time, you know, we do better than everybody else. You know, if you're doing a show with, like, a lot of mainstream artists, you know, they're doing their thing, you know, and I'm not knocking it.
Mm-hmm.
Us as poets, we do our thing as well, but they want to pay us for that. So that's what I don't like about it.
You know, and I, as a fellow poet, I have to agree with you on that point. I don't think we get the props that we deserve as poets. And I think people forget that poetry is the basis of music. And poetry is actually, so all you know, because I'm a minister, so I got to put that Bible study in there. The whole book of Psalms is nothing but poetry. So, you know, even in the biblical times, poetry was something that was used to communicate. And I don't want this art to die. And that's one of the reasons I was so blessed that the ministry opened up this radio show so I can debut poets just like yourself, because your music is absolutely, your work is absolutely off the hook as far as I'm concerned. Okay, you know, you're one of the best ones I've heard out there, and that's for real. That's from my heart, definitely. Okay, I want you to give out your contact information again, just in case people are just tuning in. We got some other callers that are on the line, so I'm going to get to them.
Okay.
But make sure people have their contact information again.
Okay, again, my website is KanilChill.com. Kanil is spelled C-A-N-E-I-L, Chill. And from there, like I said, it got my contact info, my email. I mean, everything that you would need to get in contact with me is there.
Okay, that's great. And we are actually going to follow up with another one from Chill.
Okay.
And this is called Confession. You know this one, right? Chill, thank you so much for taking the time to call into the show.
No problem.
Okay, all right. Much blessings and prosperity for everything that you touch, okay?
Thank you, man. We have a blessed day.
You do. You too. God bless you. Everyone, Confession by Chill.
Dear God, see, I'm trying so hard to do right that it hurts. So I thirst for your guidance and all that is worth. So now I act when it's worth. See, I stopped going to clubs and I stopped selling drugs, but see, Lord, I'm a bastard. And that word speaks for itself. So now I gotta do what's right for self, to take care of self, because in the game of life, I can see myself. So if I lose, that means I can see myself. I feel like my life is cursed. Instead of me going forward, I feel like I'm going in reverse. So now I act really get any worse than what it already is. I'm just trying.
Yes, y'all. That was chill. Please go out and check the brother's website out. Check the brother's contact information out. Buy the CD. Support those who support those that you support. And that's how we're going to get through in this world. Again, I know his website address is www.chanelchill.com. That's CanelChill.com. And he gave you the other information earlier. I have a 410 caller on the line. You're on the air.
How you doing, Sister Pucci?
Hi, I'm doing fine. Who's calling?
This is Nazarene Yu from Jah Host Massive, one of your radio listeners and also one of your tag supporters.
Oh, yes, I know that name. I have to see the picture sometimes on tags to help my old memory. But how you doing today, my brother?
All right, everything blessed. And Sister Pucci.
Yes.
And Jah Host, we have one of y'all artists from Chicago, and she is a poet. Her name is Empress Free, and she comes from out of the famous Al Capone neighborhood.
Oh, what you talking about? What you talking about?
Yeah, so we have one of y'all own in Jah Host, and right about now she is working on her poetry CD that's coming out, but she haven't named it yet, but it will be coming soon.
Okay, well, maybe we can get her on the show, too, and give her some double exposure.
Yes. It'll be coming soon.
Okay, it's all about exposure, you know. We got to support each other, and especially with the poets, as Chill just said, you know.
Sister Pucci, one thing that we try to do over here at Jah Host is this. The majority of our artists that's on the Jah Host label is international artists, meaning they come from South America, the West Indies, Africa. We have some from Rhythm Town that's over in Italy. It's like basically what we're doing is we're trying to form the seven continents and bring them back together as one.
Oh, beautiful, my brother. Why don't you give out your show information so everybody will know so they can tune in and catch that?
Okay, you can catch us at www.blogtalkradio/rhythmtown. Rhythm Town Radio.
Spell that out.
It's,
you know people can't spell.
Oh, okay. It's www.blogtalk.com/RIDDIMTOWN. And also, if you want to catch us on YouTube, it's YouTube/all one word, JahHousemassive, Jah Host Massive. And you can see all our video work and other inspiration works that you, Sister Pucci, pushed out.
Okay. All right.
Before we go, if it wasn't for you, the Jah Host video that say Jah Host Empress Massive wouldn't have never came out.
Oh, really?
Yes,
really?
That video was inspired by you and also the rest of the females of the world.
Oh, wow. That is such an honor. Thank you. I didn't know that. Thank you very
much. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Now, I want everybody out there to go and check out this show and support these artists and support the efforts that are going on in Blog Talk. You know, there's a lot of good underground stuff going on in Blog Talk right now. And I want everyone to support the people that support the people that support you, right?
Right.
All right. We're going to move on with the show. We actually got another new poet. His name is Mystery Poet, and maybe I can get him over to your show and check him out. This is Success or Death by Mystery Poet. And I would catch you later on tagging at your show, my brother.
All right. Thank you, Sister Pucci.
Okay.
Sister Pucci, right. And one love.
One love, one world. All right. Have a blessed day.
You too.
All right, everybody. This is a new poet debuting on the show. His name is Mystery Poet, and this is Success or Death.
When it comes to my personal life, my hobbies, even my wealth. I will fight to achieve all these things to my very last breath. Either you are with me, or you get left behind with all the rest. Now, the Bible says, I can have all things through Christ who strengthens me. But I want all the things the average man has times three. Now, I'm going to stay saved, believe that. I won't kill, steal, nor destroy. But nothing but death will stop me from acquiring more. Each time you knock me down, I will get up my very best. And every time I get up, it'll be harder to knock me down the next. All my life I've been told I can have anything, anything if I believe. So in my mind, it's not if, but when I'll receive. Telling me I can't have something, that ain't nothing but a joke. Just step to the side and watch me work. If I didn't get it, I didn't want it bad enough. But I guarantee you with all my soul, I'll get it the next time with some hard research. I will fight till I bleed to get all the things I need. I will work all day long to right all my wrongs. If it takes blood, if it takes sweat, if it takes tears, if it takes weeks, if it takes months, even years, if it's a fight it takes, it's a fight I choose. But the bottom line is, I will not lose.
And that's the bottom line. If you want to check out Mystery Poet, his information is myspace.com/Mystery Poet. That's myspace.com/MYSTERYPOET. Mystery Poet. Okay, everybody, you know what time of the show this is. I need some energy. I need some good vibrations. I need everybody to get up because it's time for the dance break of the Journey Home Outreach Ministry and let the sun shine in because we actually having a sunny day over here in Chicago. So we're going to get down. Everybody, I want you up on your feet for the dance break. Journey Home Outreach Ministry, www.tuku.com.
Thank you.
www.cookingthefood.com.
Thank you.
jealousy. God loves us all. God gave us all special talents, and we should just share, grab hands, and make one big circle. One love, one love, one love, everybody. That's how we do it in Chi-Town. That's how we do it in Chicago. We love our house music, so we have to get down with a dance break. Every break, I'm sitting here waving my cane and trying to do a little dance step myself. You know, I can't do much, but that's okay. My body might be weak, but my spirit is strong. You're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online show. You can reach us at www.sistapucci.com. That's www.sistapucci.com. If you want to get in contact with us. Also, if you want to be appear on the show, if you're a poet, do spoken word, you're a musician, you got some music, or you're a DJ and would like to sponsor the dance break, please contact me at sistapucci@sistapucci.com. That's easy to write. I just spelled it before, so I won't spell it again. That's sistapucci@sistapucci.com. If you want to be on the show, I'll be happy to put anyone on the show as long as it's positive, upbeat, music, poetry. I'm down with it. Okay, everybody, now there's one for me. This is called Sunday Morning Signs, something I wrote while staining my deck as I was asking God where he was. This is what he told me. This is Sunday Morning Signs by Sister Pucci. Sunday morning, birds are chirping, negative thoughts are in my air. I'll be fine, it's just a matter of time, but God, I need a sign. Are you with me? Are you here? Sunday morning, birds are chirping louder in my ear. I ask one more time just for a sign. God, show me. Are you near? Sunday morning, butterflies fluttering, flying here and there. I close my mind, asking one more time, God, a sign, show me, are you near? Sunday morning, a cardinal flying, birching a little near. Sun smiling on me and morning dew soothing me, God gently whispers in my ear. How many signs will it take this time? I did not give you a spirit of fear. Open your mind and stop wasting time, asked and answered, my dear. Sunday morning, birds chirping, butterflies and a cardinal near. Oh, Sunday morning signs now fill my mind, 'cause God is always here. Sunday morning signs left to ease our minds. His Sunday morning signs. Yes, that was Sunday Morning Signs by you-know-who, me, Sister Pucci. Everybody, if you want to contact me, that's www.sistapucci.com, all one word, and go to the website and also email me your work if you want to be on the show at sistapucci@sistapucci.com. Now, before we move on, I just want to remind everybody that this is our fun day for the ministry, but we do have Bible study every Tuesday night on Blog Talk TV. But if you go to www.sistapucci.com, there's a direct link for Tuesday night Bible study at 7 to 7:30 Central Time. Just wanted to make sure everybody knows that Bible study is still going on. Okay, we're going to keep on moving with the show. The next poet up, spoken word artist, is Moshe. And this is The First Eye versus The Blind Eye.
Rome is falling. Yes, it is. West Side is falling. All over. Yes, it is. West is falling. The old world is gone.
Rome is falling.
You was up. Wake up.
Monopoly, as you see it, is ruling this life.
Right.
Control of banks, institutions, media, and government. Keeps the minds of the masses under a spell. But soon the game's
over.
The so-called mighty dollar, your pride and
joy,
has nothing backing it. Monopoly money. Get it?
Control.
This control has molded us and our past ancestors into a world we see today. A world that suppresses truth and the African people from
rise.
But it always was here in the spirit.
Yeah.
The ones that stay confused or refuse to hear and see the truth from the spirit like me will continue to perish in a mental and physical state. When they finally sense their ancestral slavery like
now,
it will be a long physical struggle
to
see what's the right choice. And that is
unity
amongst your brothers and sisters.
Fiscally
and mentally. Everything that the masses love so much in this world continues to crumble.
All the damn.
More our people will finally unite, but will still perish because of their overall love of this world. The spiritually inclined will be able to live days without worldly things and continue to help others escape the physical and spiritual captivity. Escaping to dwell in a land of tranquility and peace. A land of a new mind state. A new dimension.
New
age. A new
Hemi.
That was Moshe with the blind eye versus the first eye versus the blind eye. And if you want to contact Moshe, his contact information is nvgtr9@gmail.com. That's capital N, capital V, lowercase g, lowercase t, lowercase r, 9@gmail.com. If you want to get in contact with Moshe, that was a deep, deep, deep song, The First Eye versus the Blind Eye. We're going to keep on moving on. We have one from London Bridges. This is called Round and Round.
My sister, I close my eyes and wait to see you carrying the world strapped to your back like a tree, a Hercules in the feminine. You keep a strong face, real metal, but it's artificial skin. And somewhere in the world, I can hear you breathe, feel you move in our womb, cause you're my identical twin. And if you high, I'm high, we both fly. And when you cry, I cry. We both inner thighs feel the rumble, then constrict. I reach out to blow you a soft kiss. I speak out to dig you out of a ditch. I leak out my love and hope that it won't miss your veins in the pupils. Quadruple stress minus negative stress, which adds more or less the feeling of being oppressed. But here in the now, you are the sun and I am the shine. Rubbing your skin with vitamin D calamine, preparing you for the battle down the line. Still waters run deeper. I'll build you a bridge. I am my sister's keeper.
It goes round and round and then up and down. It's like
round and round.
We go
up and down.
When your world turns upside down, you can depend on me, on me.
It goes round and round,
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round,
we go
up and down.
I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me.
your challenges. I see scales, weights, balances, injustice. In abstract, concrete, three-dimensional form. In proportion to the contortion, three-ring circus, which forced you to react or stand back as a statue. Chiseled ivory black. Too strong, lest you crack. And society scatters the pieces. I see no faults in your flaws. Just a means to be your queen and shore you up. I glean your needs without words, let me fill your cup. I know you are dry, let me lift you up to let you rest your mind. Let me suck the poison from your wound, your time is coming soon. Lay your head on my lap, I will rub the dreads, work the tension out. Refuel your station without a doubt, still waters run deeper. I'll build you a bridge, I am my brother's keeper.
You know that I got love for you. I raise my hand in support of you. When you cry, I'll dry them eyes for you. And if nothing else, I got time for you. You know that I got love for you. I raise my hand in support of you. When you cry, I'll dry them eyes for you. And if nothing else, I got time for you.
It goes round and round
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round
we go.
When your world turns upside down, you can depend on me, on me.
It goes round and round
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round
we go
up and down.
I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me. And we are.
It goes round and round
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round
we go
up and down.
When your world turns upside down, you can depend on me. On me.
It goes round and round
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round
we go
up and down.
I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me. And we are.
It goes round and round
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round
we go
up and down.
When your world turns upside down, you can depend on me. On me.
It goes round and round
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round
we go
up and down.
I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me. And we are one.
One love, one heart, y'all. We are all one. And I depend on you, you depend on me, and together we can make it through all of this adversity. Now, let me tell you something. I asked earlier, what would God Twitter me if he had my Twitter address, or what would he Twitter you? Okay, I didn't get any calls about that, but that's okay. That's okay. I'm going to give you my answer. He would Twitter me and say, I don't respond on your time. Remember, I move in God's time. Be patient, my dear. I will never leave or forsake you. And that's what God would tweet at me if he had my Twitter address. Okay, I just wanted to put that out there. We're at the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for their support and joining me in the show. I thank you for the people who are going to be listening to this later on during the week. I want to remind everyone to go to www.sisterpucci.com. Tuesday nights for Bible study. Go there. There's other resources there for you, too, to enjoy, or to call, prayer lines, whatever you need. We are here for you, and we appreciate you being here for us. Now, we're going to just roll out of this. This is a song I dedicated to my mother on Mother's Day, so I'm just going to play it out because that's one of the things she wanted to hear again, and it says, Mama kept on trying. Everyone have a blessed, 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 prosperous, and peaceful weekend, and I'll see you next week, same place, same time, doing the same thing with some different stuff. All right, everybody, Sister Pucci's out, and this is Mama Just Kept On Trying.
Just come.
everybody. That was Mama Kept On Trying, and this is the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show saying, I bid you adieu, and I'll see you next week. One love, one peace, prosperity, everybody. I'm out. See ya.